Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by both Ben and Sarah Nadler from Portland, Oregon. These two are a wealth and lifestyle coaching team that provide expert advice to artists, solopreneurs, and small business owners so they can get a financial grip. And that sounds good to me. Looking forward to hearing from you both, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good to have you guys.
And of course, we all are looking forward to hearing the information that you'll share here today on financial advice for sure. Now, Sarah, for starters, how long have you been helping people make their name known? Let's start there.
You know, I've been doing it for 9 years now with over 300 clients, and Ben's been doing it, I think he's into his eighth year.
Yeah, that's right.
And I say that certainly brings a lot of experience to the table. Now, Ben, do you have any recommendations for listeners who are struggling financially because they have stepped out of the traditional 9-to-5 model? We've got a lot of folks that are tuning in that fall into that category.
Well, I would say the biggest thing that they need to do is they really need to get organized. A lot of people don't have all their finances well organized, and then they get depressed about it, or they don't really know what to do. And so really one of the first things I do when I'm working with somebody or talking to them is tell them, like, look, whether it's simple or it's extravagant, you need to have your finances in like an orderly manner so that you can easily see your financial picture. And then when you can do that, you have some comfort, you have some ability to look easily and see what the situation is like. Because, you know, you got to remember, as an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, it's on you to make the money, right? It's pretty much all on you usually. So that means you've really got to, you know, put yourself in the position of, I'm going to be in charge of all the finances. And when you've got it so that you can easily see what's going on and where your finances fit, then you don't have to worry so much about it. You can actually go out and, you know, sell your services or create the product that you're trying to get to market, and you can take the focus away from the finances all because you have it well organized.
And that is certainly some good information there. And thanks for that, Ben. Now, Sarah, when is a mentor a nice to have, and at what point does it become a necessity to have that expert advice in your corner?
You know, I'm going to chime in here a little bit. I would argue that it is always a necessity to have an expert who you can go to, who's in your corner. You know, if you look at these top pro athletes, you don't see any of them coming to the Olympics, right, without their coach. And at any stage of the game, you're going to want to have a mentor who's been there and done it, hopefully a level up from where you've been or where you're at, so that they can guide you, smooth the road, and really show you what your next stage should look like and what you need to be working on at the most.
And I'd say I'd totally agree with you on that. Some good information today. We're joined by both Ben and Sarah Nadler from Portland, Oregon. These two are a wealth and lifestyle coaching team that provide expert advice to artists, solopreneurs, and small business owners so they can get a financial grip here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how is mentorship or coaching different for artists and solopreneurs than it is for small business owners?
That's a good question. You know, I would say for small business owners, the biggest problems you're going to run into are things regarding, you know, you've got personnel, you have HR issues, especially if you're a new business owner. This is something you've never had to deal with before. You have to step up, you have to become a leader. And, you know, there are a few of us who maybe that comes naturally to you, but for the majority of our clients, that's a new thing. Whereas when I'm coaching artists and solopreneurs, it's more about how to be the best you, how to put your brand voice out there. And it's a very different game that you're playing than when you're, you know, trying to put middle management in place and be able to step away from your business. And it's just a totally different game.
Tell us, if you would, what really separates you from just downloading an app, which is so many options available in that realm, or watching live webinars by Grant Cardone or Tony Robbins that is so popular?
Sure. Well, one of the things I'd say is, or actually the main thing I would say is the accessibility. It's the one-on-one factor that you get, which really separates us. I mean, sure, you can deal with other people, you can work with other consultants and whatnot, and we're probably not going to be available at like any time of the day, but the fact that we enjoy working with people and we really want to help people whenever possible is one of our really big strengths. You know, something else that I would say is that we really, or actually to touch on what I said before, you know, we really care. We really want people to succeed with their finances. It's not just like a thing that we're doing just to have a business. You know, our goal is to actually help people that are struggling with their finances, that don't really know what to do and are trying to find somebody or something that's going to help them. That's where we really want to help them. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I realized when I was young, in high school even, that they weren't really teaching people, you know, financial information. And to be honest, I got lucky. I had a savvy aunt and uncle that taught me some things that I probably otherwise wouldn't have learned. And I feel like that's important to be able to give that to other people that are looking for the same type of information so that they can do well and not be struggling with their business, with their personal finances, whatever it might be.
Ben and Sarah, certainly great to have you out briefly here on the program and appreciate what you do in this space as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
You know, I guess the only tip I would give is 9 times out of 10 when I work with a client and I'm first starting out, I find that there are mindset blocks that are preventing them from making money. You know, maybe it's something that the great uncle said before he passed or dad always beat into you, but there's almost always something mentally that's preventing a person from hitting their financial goals. And that's another thing I think we really specialize in, is helping people move past that. So even if you don't end up going with a coach, really look internally at yourself, at your viewpoints, at your attitude toward money, and see what you can do to resolve that. Because 9 times out of 10, as I said, that is what's holding you back. It's something within you.
Well, your message should jazz up quite a few folks tuning in today, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today and for the information shared as well. Where can listeners get more information on you both and your services and in a way to be in contact as well? Where is the best place online to do so?
You know, we do have a website. It's financialgripjourney.com, and that's where we help people get a financial grip, and we are very happy to be their guides on this journey.
And that certainly works. Again, Ben and Sarah, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with both Ben and Sarah Nadler out of Portland, Oregon, a wealth and lifestyle coaching team that provides expert advice to artists, solopreneurs, and small business owners so they can get a financial grip. And for all the details, simply visit financialgripjourney.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.